Okay. Mishnah Yudzayin. Shimon ben Omer. Shimon, the son of Gamliel, has the following three statements to teach us. Kol yamai yudalti bein hachachamim, v'loi matzosi l'guf toiv mishtika. Very interesting statement. He said, trust me, I know. I spent my whole life among hachachamim. And after making a very, very careful survey, he came up with the results that there's nothing better for a body than silence. Did you understand that? I'm having difficulty explaining it with silence, so we're going to have to keep talking. But when we continue the Mishnah, it gets even more difficult to speak. It's not the main important thing to be able to speak nicely to Darshan about very nice things, but Maisa, action. Action speaks louder than words. You speak for an hour in one Mishnah, or 2 hours. Maybe chet. So, the rest of this year has been cancelled for lack of understanding of how to be so hypocritical. Good night. So when we go over there?
Is it too much to ask for Chazora?
Alright, we'll try one more time. Three statements. Now, the first big question that we have is, if you can say it in one, this statement, for sure, cannot be said three times. It can be said once. Don't talk too much. So just say, don't talk too much. Why are you talking so much? You're about not talking so much. Three individual, specific statements that Shimon has to teach us about the problems of too much verbiage.
Too little quiet.
Three statements. He didn't find anything better for the guf than shtika, silence. Not that he was talking about a subject, but action. And v'chol hamar b'dvor, anybody who overdoes the use of the voice box, may be chet. Even if the dvorim themselves are totally rishus, otherwise it's not maybe chet, it is chet. It's maybe chet, brings to chet. Kol amar b'dvor. That means all types of dibur that there are, overdone, and you'll come to chet. So the difficulties of the Mishnah, besides how you talk about a Mishnah tells you to be quiet, that's the biggest difficulty. But besides that, we have a problem, what do you need three times? That the punchline seems to be in each one of them is, keep quiet. What is, if we take them individually, the first statement, we have the problem. What kind of hagdam is this kol yamei gadalti b'nei chachamim? It's just that he made good observations, and that's where he learned the Meis HaRav, the Midos HaChachamim, and that could apply to any of the things, any of the Mishnais that we learned, any of the Midos that the Ovis is full of. So I'm sure that you can learn each one of the Mishnais from the Maisei Rav of being a Machachon. What's particular to this Mishnah, that it wasn't just made as a statement, Achitov, the Shtika, but it comes from an observation, Kol Yumai Gedalti V'nei Chachon. It's also a problem that there's a reverse idea. If he spent his time in Haskashalom and Beis Medrash HaMaratzin, so we can understand very nicely that he would say, you know what I learned there? They would just keep quiet. I heard so much things. But he would spend all the time in Chachamim. What happens when two Chachamim meet together on the bus? They haven't seen each other 15 years. Start talking. Kasha, there, this guy. Talk all the time. Did it return? By the Chachamim he learned? It's the last place. The Chachamim is, I don't know, when they have the Vitoria, feel the Sichas Chulin, should they be home to Sichas Chulin. Even their Sichas Chulin, that's what to learn from. So, Another problem, Lemitzasi Guf. Where did Guf come in? Lemitzasi La Odom, Taib Mishtik. And another problem, the form of shtika, meaning giving that the shtika itself is toiv. If he wants to tell us that, like the over verbalage is not good, like he says in the third part of the Mishnah, so say it. He said it, like he said in the end. So you want to tell me that the shtika itself is of value? What value the shtika has? Yishev v'das. Right. Everybody would be quiet. We would all have more yishev. But what's there's a value we're giving a toiv mishtika. The shtika itself is a value. That's the problems with the first part. The problem with the second part. On the surface, if a person would ask you, what is of higher spiritual value? What is coming from a higher source within man? The power to act, the power to talk. So we know that the very definition of man is a medaber. That makes him different than an animal. Animals also can act. Man could do more sophisticated actions. But the thing that stands man totally in a different category is Kirk of Evil. And the action. And that he has a Tzadah Shava with Behemoth. Comes from the Chelik of the animal Chelik of man. So on the surface, we would say the reverse. That the expression of the quality of something that comes from talk, something that comes from the higher sources of man, is the Iker. And Maisa is a necessary fulfillment. It's not good enough just to talk, the higher value, you need to complete the picture down to Maisa. Bring it down to earth. But such an idea of Loimajasicha La Maisa needs an explanation. It seems to be an opposite from simple understanding of what the values of Dibur in Maisa are. Maybe Chet, the Klal here, is the biggest problem. Kol Hamar B'Dvor. Pashtus, as we'll see the Rambam over here. And this Mishnah gives an extensive write-up on all of speech, quality of speech, all different levels of speech. And if it would be on the specific levels of speech that are problematic, you would tell me that even if what you're saying right now is not usher, but it can bring a day usher, I understand. Avak Lashon Hara is like that. If you can say a shrach about a person, so it could be better than that, further from a shrach than that, it could be Avak Lashon Hara. Why? Because if you're saying it around, there's going to be some person, if you're not going to know who you're talking to, you're speaking in a tzibur, the one person who has a grudge against him, or just Stam has a meet at Ayin Ro. And if you hear, oh, this person is great, he's going to have to come up and say, well, you think he's so great? Do you know what he did? You know what I saw? You know what you're talking about? Well, he's not so great. It's not what you think. Somebody's going to come up and go, Goyim, from your Shvach. So that I understand. That goes into Kol Amar B'Dvorim, even the Shvach, even the Chayos. Okay. A Shvach person. Maybe the Chet B'Chol Amar B'Dvorim includes also, what are we going to say? That you're not allowed to talk to him, okay? Call him arbitrary, you have to lower the amount of enduring return. This is a difficulty that we have. A fifth difficulty is the ribuy of kol. Call him arbitrary, maybe chet. So the answers will give me in sign language. Uncle, can you shake your head a little louder, please? And get on the tape. So, what do we do? Let's try to get some understanding of this Mishnah. Let's see if we can get some understanding over here. Kol yomai gedalti b'nei chachomim matzasi l'guf toiv elosh diga. What's the guf? The goof particularly, what's addressing is to the goof. And what is the positive maila shtika that's being pointed out over here? As the morale asked the question, he says, Lo yomer lo yofa le goof hadibor. You want to put it to say that the goof, it's not yofa dibor. It was emphasizing the positive value of shtika. So the idea is as follows. first, there are different portions. There's a, you say different forms, but it's the same parallel, the same idea throughout. One way, a simple approach would be that means that in the different categories of what man can speak about, so the Rambam makes five categories of different types of speech which a man can be involved in. The first and highest level is the mitzvah. That divrei Torah, divrei tefillah. The devarim shel ava v'reus, that causes achdus ava between man and wife, between people, between friends, between neighbors. Showing all of the devarim that are kiyum ha-mitzvah, mitzvah spedam l'mokoyim v'kirishma v'dam l'chaveroi, all of these devarim, obviously, they're, as long as they're within the getter of the mitzvah, so the tremendous value to that deeper other avah. But that's taka man's mila, that he has the koyach dibur, that he can do all of these things. Chelek ha-mitzvah, the problem with chelek ha-mitzvah, we get to the third part. When we get to the third part, we'll come back to the chelek ha-mitzvah. On the other hand, the other end of the spectrum, you have the chelek ha-isa, which includes the lashon hara, the sheker, the chanifa, the chilus, the chas v'shalom, the shvur shav, and all kinds of isurei dibor, which really a biroi la'arbis es ha-dibor. This is something that's a mitzvah to explain la'arbis ha-dibor on the chumr. Lashon Hara, the Rambam also does over here on this Mishnah. He writes a half a page in Lashon Hara on the basic rules of Lashon Hara, because on that mitzvah to speak and to explain that a person has to watch Jisse. The Chumrah of Lashon Hara, the Chumrah of Dibur Ha'isu, is explained in Chazal that it's a Gimel Averis. The Lashon Hara can make it cool. Rambam brings it, says Lashon Godol on these three Averis. And Lashon Hara says there are greater language than of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. But what's the idea? What is the meaning? What's the Chumra more than this? What's the Chumra more than this? So one aspect of it, one way of understanding it, is that the basic concern of the world, the bottom line of the world, is whether a person is mamlech himself on his world, or is mamlech the Bnei Shem on his world. In action, especially such severe forms of action as the Gimel Averis Chamuros, it's much easier for a person to see the need for self-control, or see the need to accept upon himself that responsibility and all from without to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in Dibur in particular, a person feels that if I have to restrict what comes out of my mouth, I've lost my freedom. This is the extreme form that we have nowadays in what are called democracies, that the freedom of speech goes to the point of mamish, all the Gemara Averis. You have to be involved in Gilui Arayos and speech, written in all the different medias. Shvichus Domim with speech. Do it all the time in the media. Somebody, the policeman, gave a shash on somebody. They have a whole write-up of all of this private information. Everything's there for billions of people to read all over the world. What happened? And that's what they say, no, it's a mistake. That's Shvichus Domim. Avodah Zarah, everything in the name of freedom of speech. Why is it so important to people, freedom of speech? Because, as we said before, speech is the essence of a person on a certain level. And here is a particular place where the strength of the problem comes to a point. Who is the boss? Can I do whatever I want? Or am I subject to the responsibility of the Rabbanim Shalom's Torah, on every word that I say. Self-control in action is relatively easy compared to self-control in speech. Usually, man speaks first and then realizes what he says. And they say, I didn't mean to. Sorry, I said that. Because the speed of speech and the freeness which the tongue waves, wags, gives a feeling that if a person is not free to say whatever just comes in his mind, then he's lost his basic freedom. And this is the basic concern of a person's Mikabel Malkushot. It is a very basic concern where a person realizes that he is intrinsically, in his essence, an Eved Hashem. And it's not just a Shabbos Jew, but a full-time, 24-hour Jew, and totally living under Malchus Shemayim, the place where that comes, Nesoyim, of one way or the other. Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim are clear. One or the other is on the Lashon. Right. So, right, getting back to the Rambam, so we had the mitzvah, on the other extreme you have the issa. In the middle, you have the ma'us. There are dvarim that are not osa. It's not poshna, it's not mechilas. But it's both. And he includes in this a lot of what people are involved with. Empty dvarim betim, empty talk. It has no purpose, it has no value. It's only something to keep the brain from thinking. As long as there's noise going around and I'm involved, so you talk about the weather, and you talk about how the building was built, and you talk about who's the next person in the United States. You talk about politics, you talk about this, you talk about that.
Sports.
And that's what I'm But even things that claim important in Yonah. But we spoke about it to this one, and we spoke again to that one. We went through it four or five times. It's not only because of the importance of clarifying the issue. It's, they call it killing time. Miniature suicide. Get together, what do you do? Spend time. That's what spend time together. What does that mean? We go together, we take our time, and we throw it into the river. What do? We spend it. Spend it together. Somehow they got us together. Now we're maybe in certain times some importance to that idea, but basically, this is what he calls mos. Not osir, and it's certainly a mitzvah if it's choice between that and isir. In fact, that's a big mitzvah. Chofetz Chaim was an expert at this. In order to teach people that keeping the halachos lashon hara doesn't mean that you're not allowed to talk, wherever you get together, you start talking. And he would talk and talk, storm, he would talk. Right? And a lot of it would be Taka Dvarim, that Lua's voice would be Stam Dvarim. So you're a Shalit, you can talk, you have a good time, you can laugh, you can joke, you can have a good time, and not have any Lashon Hara. So whenever there's Lashon Hara problems, so then this goes from Mois to Mitzvah. But when it's not Lashon Hara problems, Mos. Then there is Yofa, the opposite of voice. The Dvarim that are not on the level of Divrei Torah, but the Shvach of Maisim Toivim, Ksirisha Maisalach, stories that bring out morals, explanations of the values, Midos, and same thing in the reverse, telling over negative behavior in the form of teaching what was wrong with it, something which is not so clear. This is Kemat Mitzvah, stage down. He calls it Yofi, or Yofi, where he says it can be in speech, it can be in sheer. There are many forms of song or poetry that express values and bring people closer to things like Amuna, Ahav, or Yira, that there are almost, that there could be mitzvahs, so there could be snifim in mitzvahs. But there are dvorim that even if they're not mamish mitzvah, but they're yofe. That's the counterpart to mos, the opposite number to mos. And then in the middle there's a thing called lishus. So that's business. That's talking about all of what a person needs to talk about to survive in the world. And that's lishus, not mos, because a person needs to talk about what he has to talk about. You have to take care of all of your physical needs and your business needs and panasa. And all of these dvorim are rishus. So these are the five categories of dvorim. So he says that in this in particular, the Mishnah tells us that for the guf, you'll take the guf, this fifth category of the guf's needs. So on that, the Mishnah is saying, if you have to, you talk about it, but what's better for you is to keep quiet. That is one approach that the different Rishayim explain, that Lagavi Divrei Torah, that's what he meant, L'guf Torah V'shtika is L'fuke Yinyani Ruchni. The Inyan HaNeshama, the Inyan Divrei Torah, the Chelek HaMitzvah, so that L'Matzasi Ela Divrei Torah, Adar V'Lacham Dibur, Chachomim and Dibur is go together. And they're always talking. Not everybody's always talking to Chacham. Everybody's a Chacham is always talking. In Dibur Torah. But the Reletzasi, the Guf Tayyiv, Elul Shtika is even on the area where it's Rishus. We're not talking Mitzvah, of course you're talking about. And Issev and Moiv, of course you're not talking about. So where is it that we're giving, we have to go by observation and say, even though could be it's good, they'll give you good piece of advice. I learned it from the Chacham observation. That's on this fifth one. Even though it's a mitzvah, it's not mitzvah, it's rishus. You're allowed to, there's a need for it. If you think that over, you'll see you could have gone away with less. It wasn't as important as you thought. But a lot of times people get very involved in what they're doing, and then yeah, it's very important because it's going to bring to this and it's going to bring to that. I have to do this because otherwise this, otherwise that, otherwise this. And then we make up at the end of the month, right? What did it all accomplish? And you find out nothing. For the goof, let's talk what's necessary. Check it out five times if it really is going to produce anything. If not, do a little less business, churn a little less water. This is true, has its place, that in this area of Rishus, the person does have to talk about the care of food. The person has to eat. But you don't have to, you know, of course, how much you have to talk about. It's important to enjoy your food, too. You walk into the house, the husband says, what do you want for food? And he gives us 16 requests, and exactly like the rice made this way, and chicken made that way. It's all Rishus. It's not good for the goof. Forget about the show. For the goof, it's not good. It's missing the... It's not going to accomplish. It's not going to produce. Okay, this is one halakha, but there's a deeper way. The mitzvah of the goof toif. Elishtika, the morale. This is based on the morale. He's saying the Mishnah is not coming to teach us the maila. The reverse. The chasorin of dibur. And the dibur is dangerous. That the other parts of the Mishnah may be explained to us. This part of the Mishnah is going to tell you the value of shtika. This is a very deep idea. I'll read it to you inside and then we'll try to explain it. It's not that the dibur is a chasorin over here. It could be a mitzvah, sure, whatever. That's not the point. There's a mile of shtika. In order that a higher power in intelligence can work. When a man is involved in the klach hashtik, in the quality of silence, then his intelligence works. We very often mistake intelligence in others, and especially in ourselves, and how many brilliant statements can be made. once this mouth is working, when the morale explains in another place even greater than that, it's not only when the mouth is talking, when the mouth is on, but the, when the brain is on talk phase, so then it's not on think phase. It's either this or that. Even if, compared to more animalistic behavior, usually we think of Dibur as a Kohel Elyon, all of them, the Mishnah is telling us that there's a higher level of man which Dibur interferes with. True, Dibur has its place, but it has to come, its value comes from Shtika. It has a prerequisite. We're not talking the Gnus of Dibur. We're talking about Dibur. We're not saying Dibur is not Yofya. We're coming to teach the value of Shtika. Shtika is not that he's not doing the Chesoron of Dibur. Shtika is not a negative. It's a positive. What are you doing when you're quiet? What's the value of silence? You're thinking. No.
Shemiya. Okay.
Right now we're not talking, no. No, not that. Definitely not. Wrong. Not Shemir. Silence, Shtika. So the question that often is asked, or people think, is: if I stop talking, I don't think I daydream, and I get bored, so I start talking. Most people have had this experience. The worst punishment that they give in the penal system, solitary confinement. Can't be involved in the speech mode. Nobody to talk to, nobody to hear from, talk to, silent. There are other aspects of it. But one of the major aspects of it is that you're forced out of the speech mode. For the undeveloped human being, this is a terrible punishment. Terrible punishment. That has to tell you a secret. In solitary confinement, you are totally alone with yourself. And to people who have not developed themselves, that is the most terrible, dark, deep secret there is in the world. Who am I? Me. And that is scary. It is fearful, and it has all kinds of negative things in it that you cannot deal with. So as long as I'm busy, I have to deal with it. As long as I'm on speech mode, but solitary confinement, locked in a cage with me, that's dangerous. So we have a defense system. The defense system is turn off. Don't think. Do whatever you can not to think. And that is death. That is the destruction of the real value of man, the Koich HaSichlo. By Chachomim, only by Chachomim can we learn the value of Shtika. By Amaratzim, so then Shtika is only a preventive medicine. It's better than speaking Lashon Hara. So you don't have the intrinsic value of Shtika. You only have, well, keep quiet, you won't talk so much to you. As opposed to Mishlei. If a person is a, the Rambam brings it also, if a person is a, I think, Ksil, or Vil, it says over there, a person who is a fool, if he keeps quiet, maybe they'll think he's a wise man. The Rambam says over here in this Mishnah that the verse is also true. A Chocham, it's always speaking, a Vil Yichoshev, considered a fool. In other words, what's the major difference between a Chocham and a Ksil? So the Ksil answers is, I say stupid things and you say smart things. So it's the stupid thing that you said I thought of also. But I thought it over. I said it's stupid. I said not to say it. The only one who knows that I'm as stupid as you is me. But we all know how stupid you are.
To a higher level, which is not necessarily to the extreme, or is it necessarily to the extreme of Dibur of
is Divrei Torah, the Rebbe says, what is the higher level of Dibur Shlichus?
Right now we're talking about the higher level of Dibur. Right now we're talking about the higher level of Dibur is Dibur Shel Mitzvah, obviously. We're talking about the higher value of man. The higher expression of man is attained only in Shlichus phase. It will be expressed in Dibur that comes after Shlichus. First night, then day. First internalization, then expression. This is the stage where there's a shtika first. Nobody sees anything going on. It's all internalized. He's there within himself. Then when he opens his mouth, something comes out. There's something of value there. Where I heard it from, basic rule of computer science, ego, garbage in, garbage out. Okay? If you don't put in anything into the system, nothing good can come out. Computer's own, man's mind is also in there. Except that the development, the creation is internal. As long as you are in Dibur stage, even when you're right now, you're not. There's no words coming out of your mouth, but your mind is not thinking. Your mind is deciding how to express things. You're throwing words around. Did you have? You can. A person notice. A person had a little fight or was upset with somebody. You can go around the whole day having conversations with him. He said like this, and I answered like that. And why did he do this? And I'm answering. And usually, you know, you win every time and again, and you get stronger and stronger as the day goes along. This conversation, this is classical Dibur. It's all going on in total silence. There's no seichel. It's just Dibur. That's rehashed Dibur. Internalized Dibur is even worse than expressed Dibur. And this says, could be even halacha that comes from this. Where Chutz Chaim says on the Sistnas Achicha V'Gavarecha, if you have to rechach v'moicha, you have to love him. But if you're angry, you're upset, if you're not right, if you keep it inside, you're even allowed also. If you go over to him and tell him, you know, you're a louse, I can't stand you, because you did this and this to me. Okay. So you're still after the chukamoicha, but you're not a really system of chukamoicha. And he explains that there's also the karvel asecho for us. There's a few reasons why it's advantageous. Two is, if you're not going to go over to and actually say it, you'll stop percolating. That's one. So until you get it out of the system, so you percolate, and it usually grows as you percolate, you got out of your system, it's out. Two, once you're actually going to get it out of the mouth, then you're going to, you know, like they say that the words that, I think it's a Gemara, tongue is to a sfora what the fingernail is to a challah. Fingernail checks a knife, finds the holes. When you express something, somebody inside, when you think it sounded like you were very, very right, and there's no hole in it in your argument, when you get it out, I'll hit you there. There's something missing, something stinked. Yeah. I was 90% right, but I was 10% wrong, and that 10% may turn the whole thing right. And even if I'm still right, then he still does something, but all the anger is out of place. 3 years. Even that section that you may very well be right in, if you express it to it, he may not have realized it at all. And when you tell it to him, he'll either explain you why he did it, which you may not have known, or to apologize. And it's very possible that the result is going to be that they'll be shalom again. But that's just an idea. How Dibur, we're not only talking about expressed Dibur, we're talking about a phase of existence within man. As a man in Dibur stage, or in Seichel stage. I heard, I forgot who it was from, there's an American philosopher, a Goy. Tremendous statement, I heard it many, many years ago. American philosopher, I forgot his name. But he said the reason why he's better than the average folk is because he thinks twice a year. It's American as you can get. But it's tremendous.
You tell he's not Jewish.
But you can tell that you can tell that he did think once or twice. There are people who go through their lives and never have that real thought. They're only thinking about what they're going to say or to do or to act. They say, think. There's a yisoid of all, in all mahalchim, all shittos, all the different mahalchim, but his brainings. A person has to have his brainings, solitary confinement. When you're alone with yourself, with your neshama, with your neshama. Another aspect of it is in terms of speech. I had a Rebbe once. He used to tell me, say whatever you want. Whatever you want. Free. Say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just one thing. Think it over. Just think it over. You don't have to say, you know, everything you can say it. Right? Just think about it. Just think about it if you want to say it. Then you can say it. Say whatever you want. So all of a sudden you don't want to say it anymore. But it was such a good line. Yeah, but it's... I'm thinking of it. What happened? And you'll notice in yourself that until you think it over, you hazard it over this line 15 times, 100 times in your head, how I'm going to say this punchline and everybody's going to clap. And that was all Divri. That was all Seichel HaDivri. If one moment you think it over, it loses all the fun. It's gone. So you can say free. Want free to speak? Free. Say whatever you want. Right? Just one thing. Before you say think it over. But think it over. He has to do it to us even after we said things. He says, you know what? Since you said it, it's gone, right? You finished now? I'll give it to you back. Can you take it back? Take it off. You said it's out, you know? It's flying around the world. Right? It's doing, you know? You can have it back. Think through it. Think it over. That's all. Think it over. It's the chazer over. Oh, no. Think it over. Yeah, you want to take it back. You want to say it? You want to think it over. He used to win every time. Say something chutzpidik in house. He wouldn't react. And he said something mamish, it wasn't. He just handed back to us. So you want to say that? Fine, but think it over. It's all. Couldn't do it anymore. Think it over. Dibur is human, and it's an expression of Seichel. Human source, the high source of human Dibur. Is that it's not just audible silence. Animals also have animal language. Animals also have animal intelligence. That area, you know, people think, oh, we've always said, you know, philosophers, and you know, Torah always says that animals are non-dibur creatures. There. And man is speech. Here, science is brilliant. We'll show you they're all wrong. Animals also speak here. The bees have their language, and there's frog language, and grasshopper language, and there's whole studies on it, millions of dollars, lifetimes, but the grasshopper language. And here we'll show those rabbis. Grasshopper language. Alright, it's a little more sophisticated. English is a little more sophisticated than grasshopper language, but it's unbelievable. The bees can do things in their language that no man can do. Their direction, their exactness, is tremendous. Expression, unbelievable. Dolphins, they can pick up language. Unbelievable, great, tremendous. They know what we were talking about. That, you're right, that's animal language. And all of this blah 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 blah, blah comes out of people's mouths. That's also animal language. That's not Koyach HaDivri. That's not the Ruach Malala. That's not the Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim that we talk about Dibur is the Koyach, the amazing capability of bringing down into this world expression of a Chelek Elokam Emal with the Shliach HaNashom of the Seichel and have the capability of expressing in this world a Dibur. That Dibur, it's only you have to think it over. If it's without thinking it over, that's not. Here we have the beginning of the next piece of the Mishnah. Loi Medrash Ikar Lamaisa. True, if you put them sterile, one against the other, Dibur seems to come from a higher act, action, source, I'm sorry, than action. Dibur Chivkalal, Ruf Malala, Maisa is more lower level. But we're not talking about them raw. Say, Dibur by itself, it's also some, it's a more dangerous animal. Right? But man can do a speech, no animal can do. We're talking about that man can do after the Koyach HaAdam, the Chetzelem HaLukim, the Koyach HaSeichel is in force. And here we're teaching this tremendous lesson that when we're talking about expressed Seichel, then the opposite is true. The greater your capability to bring the Seichel down to lower levels, it's a higher level. If you can bring Seichel down till it's Mechayev your very actions, not only your Dibur, that's the Iker. Man was not made to be a Malach. Malachs only have Dibur. They don't have Maisa. And when they have Maisa, it's not in what we not know for. They have Koyach HaSeichel. They don't have Maisa Gashim. The tremendous Chiddush of man is that he can Mekayim Mitzvahs Maisias. He can bring the Seichel Eloki, not only the Seichel HaAdam, all the way down into physical action, into business, into daily existence, into life existence, into all of the forces that go into the upkeep of man, of life. Loi HaMedrash Ika Elo HaMaisa. In particular, the Mefarshim explained it talking about Darshanim. The Chzainish gives a tremendous mafil on understanding this Mishnah. Everybody knows that there was a time they had a child who either hit the parent or hit the other child. And the parent takes the child's hand and goes, "You should not ever hit anybody." What was the message? So there was the Dibur. It says you should not hit. And there was the Maisa that says that if you're a little bit upset, hit. The message that will remain is that if you're upset, hit. That message that you should not ever raise your hand to everybody, that will last maybe 10 minutes. But the message that you gave over, that if you're a little bit upset, you raise your hand, you raise your voice, you get angry, cast. That message, that can stick for life.
I spoke about it one time. Given now, because I remember, I had the same, it was a couple months ago. My kid said he really, you know, something I really didn't like. He gave him a slap. He hit the other kid. You know, I don't know if he slapped the kid, but like, it was very, you know, I slapped him. I said, "Don't hit." I remember the shear. He said to myself, "It's don't hit." I managed to remember it and hit him once. You never hit a kid too many times, but I remembered that mice and I calmed down very quickly. And I hit him. What? I'm telling not to hit him. I hit him. I remember that.
When man's seichel is mechayev his actions, that message goes across. Not only from the actions, but the person who lives in his actions, say, he's Mekayim Maisa, so when he's Dirish, he can also give it over. A no Mekayim, then the no Dirish is also Dvar Meyetzim Aleif, Mosk Aleif. A no Dirish, then the no Mekayim, Dvar Meyasof Vilachutz, came from the outside, goes to the outside, rolls right on, and it's gone. Mishnah is explaining to us that here we're not talking just the value, raw value of Dibur compared to raw value of Maisa. We're talking about Dibur and Maisa to the point that they are the expression of the Tinkit Ovid. When a person is thought out, when a person activates that etzem ha'odam, the tzelem elokim, the koyach ha'seichel, to activate there, the capability to think, to do know, to be makir bin toiv v'ra, to make moral decisions, to have real value judgments, and to think it over. See? A lot of times people say, but how do I know? If you think it over, all of a sudden, you know. You know. You just know. Because that's the Koyach HaOdam. Has a Koyach HaOti in him. Did you know? Did you know? Then tell you better. Yes, think it over. When his actions are the actions of an expression of Seichel HaOdam, Seichel, real intelligence. That's our intelligent actions. Then even his dibur is dibur that's mashpira, and then it's roi lishmaya. Loi hamedrus ikra. Being able to talk nicely, say v'alta geshmuzer, it's not the ela nice. That makes the drushes work for. The chol amar b'dvor nebichetz will say in short that here we have a chiddush. That's a halacha, even in Divrei Torah. La'olam, we learned this idea in the beginning of the prayer. So, la'olam, yishana odom the talmid of the death, so. There is a yitzhahor of the Rebbe to want to speak a lot. In order to explain it well. He says it again, he says it a different way, in a third way, in a fifth way. He gives a long explanation of the idea. And he thinks that this way, he's given a much clearer explanation. There are times when that's necessary also, and that's the, it says in Shpotim, and Shosan Shatosim, Lifneim, right? It has to be Munuch Lifneim. Shulchan O. You have to set the table. Who has to set the table? The Rebbe or the Talmid? The Rebbe has to set the table. You have to spread out the mappa, put the plates on, all the forks, a nice place, set, very nicely set. Put the food on each platter. But you have to stop there. The internalization, bringing the food into the mouth of each Talmud, that the Talmud has to do. And with Reiv Dibur, you want to brainwash. You want to knock it in. That's exactly what you're doing. You're knocking it in. That's only best Seichel Divri of the Talmud being put up. Because it's totally just being a couple passively. You can't internalize it that way. He'll never really understand it. You have to present it for him clearly and then let him eat. Shulchan Aruch, Tosin Lifneya. La Oilam, Shana Olam Tamidah Derek Stor. Hayavi Ol Shalom Mochim. He used to give shiurim. It may be quite lengthy, but there was always a punchline. It was very short, precise. And sometimes we didn't quite understand. So I would go over, and it happened to me many a time, I went go over to Shir and I said, what did you mean, Rebbe? Did you mean like this? Or like that? I thought they would get an answer that way. And what I got was a repetition of the line. He had ways of expression that he says, what I meant to say was, and he would say the same words. Then I would have did. But what do you mean by this? Do you mean like this? Or do you mean like that? And this would continue, he would do it 5 times. Once I did it, I'd have to see how long it would go. Right? 12 times, we were on the circle. I asked it each time a different way. And the only thing I got all 12 times was the exact same thing. Sometimes he started a little different, but you know, he would build it up again. So he asked the kash this way, and it came to this. So therefore, you have to understand the yesod it is. Yep. Same thing. Why? Tell me, Rebbe, what's the... I'm asking what I'm telling you to do. You mean like this? Like that? Yeah, yeah. Can't you choose? Okay. Finally, when a person... Oh! The light bulb goes on and you understand. then you understand, no, you can't say it's not this and not that. Because both of this is a little off on the right side, this is off on the left field, this is off on the right field. This is the Nakuda. A musuk of Chochma can never be packaged in Gila. It can only be set on the table. And now the Talmud has to use his kelim until he thinks it over, he brings it into his koyach asechel, and then he can be masik the various dovim. And this is the pella again of the koyach adibur, that it not only can express seichel, it can express shtika, but it can be moise divrei Torah. But kolamar b'dvar, the person wants to go beyond the role of the Rebbe, even in divrei Torah. And he wants to give an exact expression. He wants to knock it into the heads. He doesn't want to leave that chelik which is reserved for the Talmud. He wants to go beyond setting the table. He wants to take the meat and stuff it down the throat. No, maybe chet. Chet means going so far as the important chet. It's wasn't, you missed the target. It means, when you shoot an arrow, you miss a koite, you miss the target. You miss the target, you won't give over, you won't have the misir of Torah, kalamar b'dvar, even in the chelik of mitzvah, chiyuf, kalamar b'dvar, even in the Torah, maybe chet. So, let's stop.
But Rebbe, is it this way or...
I have to try to value this idea. The morale explains this in many, many ideas. It's a very big chiddush. Value, how it is, some, I don't know if it's Jew or not, but the sound of silence. To have the, it's a truth in it. To have the value of knowing the value of, the positive value of silence. The value of this thought, which can only take place when dibur is not taken. Now, dibur, we run from thought like fire, because it's a threat. If the other person trains himself to it, we try not to do it. Dibur is no difference whether it's you talking, or you listening to a tape, watching a movie, reading a book. It's all different forms, paper, it's all different forms. There should be noise. There should be dibur filling up the consciousness. So, if there's dibur going on, no seichel going.
What would be an exercise then in his place or to reach? What would be an exercise for us to develop that his mind?
First thing is, a person has to set himself up a time, a set time, and place where there are no distractions. The first test is outside distractions. That's the easy part. Then, until a person tests it out, he won't believe it. See how much time you can keep your mind off any secondary issue. You can't think about your business, you can't think about different family affairs, you can't think about any of the things that a person has rolling through his head, b'toras dibur, all the time. How long can you keep your head clear?
What's the problem? You're supposed to be thinking about
what?
What is the primary? If that is
the first thing that a person has to think about. It has to come from internal. So, what the heck is life all about? What should I be thinking about? A person doesn't know what to think about. So that's your first subject. Yeah. I should throw you out subjects. Not with you. There's a person, that emptiness. But nobody's shoveling it in. Nobody, it has to come from within. I have to think. Just not that. Give me something. I'll think about Torah, I'll think about mitzvah, I'll think about whatever you want. Right? As long as you keep my head full. As long as I don't have to face internal thought process. Pure thought process. And a person will get the thought process, I'll think about all the important things about them. But if you don't, You make up, I'm going to think through a Tosis. That's an exercise. It's important. You can do that. How long can a person keep learning subject matter and not have a thought come in about his business or how he's going to train his kids or whatever else that's involved, that he's involved with. Right now, I'm learning this mission. How long can I keep my mind on the mission? That's one thing. That's not yet this. That's not yet this. So that's a prerequisite.
Maybe it's thinking. Maybe it's the reason why people...
And the other thing, and it's just only finished, the other thing is that usually when people try to do it, they try to do it with a bulldozer. You want to try to force yourself to think. You cannot force yourself to think. It is not a, not a forced experience. It's a very natural experience. It is the most natural of all human experiences. I'll just tell you the secret, because that is our Mishnah. The positive form of existence called shtika, not the negative, not thinking. Not the negative of not talking, or not thinking about those. But the positive experience of silence, shtika, is where there are no hollows in the world. If you succeed in attaining the status of shtika, your mind will start thinking.
Natural. It's there the whole time. It's been the off button is on the whole time. Take the finger off the off button, you have a brain. It will think. That's what it's there for. If you, there's the circuits, and you have the circuits pushed to the whole time to a deeper stage. So that's, you're not used to it. And there's a fear of it, because there's an emptiness. There's an impression of emptiness that it's an unknown or non-existent world that's somehow very fearful and challenging and difficult and dark and maybe monsters there. And that's the maybe me. Off. So that we have everything on the off button. Turn it on. Yes, there. And it's amazing. You see it all the time. You find guys that have a capability. Some people have it more naturally. If they have, like you said, twice a year, I think. And they'll come up with an original idea. They'll come up with beautiful thoughts of value. Why? Well, most people who think, they don't think they think. They don't have value. They don't, nobody does. Everybody's learning to turn itself trained person. The extension of here is not on the expression of here is not on don't talk. The expression is learning the yofet, the good the value of this unness called shtika. One of the Yerushas of the others, from Rachel and Nina, was a Yerzai, was from the Shoyskin, her Tlacha shtika. Today, before she came out. And the Tlacha shtika was Rachel. Who was it? She had the Simonim, kept quiet, she didn't have to let the leg get in. So she had Esther, who was her grandchild, who was Shoyskin, so the Tlacha shtika. Tlacha shtika is that power that allows the pramaka, the high power of man, Kayacha Makshava, to come to the forefront. Everybody has it. And then when this happens, everybody has their moments when it has. If very simple people come with pretty profound ideas, beautiful ideas, where do you come from? Everybody has a journal. Anybody who turned in a journal will come up with a journal. You have to be better than that. You have to check that. A person who is more involved in Torah will have an easier time of bringing out what the Neshama is saying better. In this form, Dibur is Guf. Shtika is Neshama. If you turn the goof off, the goof, quiet, the Neshama will start talking. And when the Neshama talks, any Neshama, anybody, the Neshama talks, okay, good. The Neshama talks a drasha,